Welcome to the third Rock'em Nation post-game podcast. We're sitting here in very cloudy skies, staring at what's going to be, I'm sure, a lovely parking garage here in about the next year or so in beautiful Lot X. But we are here with the usual set of characters, sort of. We got Mr. RPT, we've got Uribe Auction. The beef is on his way. He's been walking back from the stadium for about 35 minutes now. I don't really know where they're at. And we've got a special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Ladies and gentlemen of the esteemed network of University of Missouri, this is MC Boom of Doom making an appearance.
Yeehaw. So we got five people. We were supposed to have a sixth as well, but the former Mizzou robot, now known as Ridiculous Matt on Sports Blog Nation, had to leave. Here is the message I'm supposed to read. Can't stop by. Found out I need to hit the road sooner. Thanks for the invite. Please note on the podcast that Kevin Rutland played well, Chase Patton rules, and our offense could invade the Pacific. Nations, not the conference. So there you go. That's Mr. Ridiculous Matt. In our long walk to the car here, I was trying to think what to say about the fact that on a weekly basis here, we are seeing the best offense we're ever going to see on Perot Field. I mean, it's possible to be better, but I don't know how. And there's just really nothing to say about it. Anybody got anything?
You and I both came back here, and what was all we came up with? I believe all we came up with was a phrase, they're good.
Yeah.
Well, we tied a school record for most points in a game today, and I there was nothing wrong with the offense today. Like, I don't see a hole in it at all, and it's scary how good they are.
Boom.
That was a pretty good football game. They certainly came out there and just played some football. I don't know what Nevada was doing.
I'm just a little surprised that Dave Christensen made it rain more than Mother Nature did today.
Ooh. Well done, well
more
done.
More than Wayne ever could.
And of course, the biggest thing was we're settling for a field goal midway through the third quarter. And we run a fake, and Tommy Saunders has to have the highest passer rating in the history of Mizzou football. But it worked, of course. Chase Kaufman got himself over 100 yards receiving. Anybody have a problem with running a fake up whatever it was that we were up at that point?
I'm going to go ahead and register and say I had a problem with it, but I'm not complaining too much. I laughed rather heartily, at the same time throwing my hands up trying to figure out what was going on.
I think they just really didn't want to take any chances. You know, Wolfer maybe breaking his streak. You know, it was kind of slick out there. They didn't want him to actually miss a kick. So, I don't know. Like, knowing how much Pinkle just seems to hate running the score up, anytime he does something like that, I'm like, well, I guess that means it's okay.
You immediately start scratching your head because how many times have we heard Gary Pinkle isn't going to run up the score? And he didn't do it last week when he could have. So this week it just kind of catches you even more by surprise.
Especially against someone who he respects and Chris Ault, the coach in Nevada.
Yeah. Part of me does want to say, you know, it was halfway through the third quarter. So, I guess everything's fair game at that point, but, that was...
Just in case Colin Kaepernick rips off 600 yards of rushing over the last 25
minutes. You never
know.
You know, Brad Smith had to keep scoring against Texas Tech that year in 03 or whatever that was. Yeah. But, no, it'll be interesting to see what Pinkle says about that. That's not accidentally scoring right there. Like the field goal we got when Gabbert was in there at the end, but... Anyway, all right, so any specific offensive players we want to talk about here as we continue to wait for the beef to make an appearance?
I'm going to start out by saying Chase Kaufman on that one play when he stiffed-armed about half of Nevada's defense. That was pretty good. Derek Washington ripping off that run. Like, what was it? How many plays was that? Did that happen in?
Two plays in?
That was the second play.
Second or third play.
Second or third play? Yeah, that's when I knew I was in for a good football game. I wasn't pleasantly surprised. Actually, I was, because I had heard that, you know, so many people how good Nevada was, and I was expecting a closer game, like up to the third quarter, and our depth would take over. But we just took over from the start, and it was 14-0 before, you know, I even got wet.
Jeremy Macklin is unfair. That's all I have to say.
I do want to go back to Kaufman. How about thrust the nunchuck upward on that one run, or on the one. You know, the run after the catch with thrusting the nunchuck outward, punching it forward. So adding the stiff arm, the white button decided to go with the A button today instead.
Yeah, you got to switch it up. Everybody, they were probably trying to, you know, tackle him up high because they didn't want to, you know, crouch down and get jumped over. I will say, I after last week, Nevada and Tech, the one thing Nevada was able to do was confuse Graham Harrell. They bumped the receivers. They disguised their blitzes. Harrell got confused, went whatever, 19 for 46. Chase Daniel completed more passes than that on 20 fewer passes. I think the final was what, like 20 of 20. or 21 of 26, something in that range. It's, I mean, it really is just unfair with him back there.
And I got a text message during the game saying that's what a real Heisman contender can do to Nevada's defense.
Yeah, and I mean, it's fun talking smack about anytime you have a better offense than Texas Tech, you have to take advantage of it and talk about it. But my God, I mean, how do you slow down the defense at this point? I guess it's the same formula. You have to have two really, really, really good defensive ends, yeah, drop nine into coverage and take your chances. But
you have to have 11 ridiculous athletes on defense.
Yeah. You know, I think that when Washington broke that run on the second play from scrimmage, I think, you know, of course, I don't know exactly what Nevada was trying to do, but it wouldn't surprise me if that completely threw off their game plan. When, you know, because Tech doesn't have a running game.
Right.
Let's, you know. And when Missouri decided that they, you know, to show off that, hey, we have a running game, I think that might have thrown off Nevada's plan.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing Tech doesn't have is, I mean, just not only Derek Washington himself, but there's a power aspect to Missouri's offense right now.
Apologies to Shannon Woods.
Our apologies. I like Shannon Woods. I do. But he's not Derek Washington. There's just a power aspect with Washington and Chase Kaufman. That if you want to be physical with this offense, they just say okay and they deal with it. And again, Chase Daniel, all respect due to Graham Harrell, he's a very good quarterback. But I mean, outside of West Texas, I don't know anybody who would take Harrell over Chase Daniel at this point.
And there's probably a lot of people in West Texas, yeah, that might be wondering that right now.
The only complaint I could come up with on the offensive end, and this is really not a complaint, but after Washington's big run, the run blocking was only so-so.
Yeah.
And we did manage, what, three downfield holds? I don't think I'd ever seen that before. But, I mean, this is picking nits when you score 69 points. Yeah. So on to the defense. Who stood out to you?
What impressed me most was perhaps the improvement of some of the defensive backs. Obviously, Carl Geddes, you know, coming up with his big play. But how about Tremaine Vaughns and Kevin Rutland a little bit today?
Yep. Anyone? Or Beef, let me know when you're ready to be introduced.
Just trying not to sit on the rebar here.
All right. No, yeah, Kevin Rutland, it was kind of like they were trying to pick on him a lot. They threw towards him a lot, and, I mean, he gave up some catches, but for the most part, he had some nice breakups, and he just did a really good job of kind of asserting himself, with Casting Bridges not asserting himself just yet. Rutland's kind of making a surge. Beef.
Well, and that's the thing, and hopefully not for the sake of repeating what's been said here, but it seemed that, you know, Eberflus is just trying to find right now just that other cornerback. You know, we've got one more game, two more weeks till we need to find it. You know, I like what Rutland did today. Honestly, I didn't see the last play of the first half, so I don't know if that was him getting burnt or if it was somebody else. He seemed to be around the ball. I made that comment to the boy earlier. I'm surprised that Nevada even tried to go get us his way.
Yeah.
I only heard his name called once because I'm pretty sure that was the one.
Yeah.
So
he swatted the ball away.
Yeah. Again, you know, great second half. Clearly somebody put their foot somewhere near the defense's rear end to bring about a heightened sense of play. And two more weeks to fine-tune it. And I liked what they did today. I said to the boy, Nevada is a rhythm offense, and they get in that rhythm, and I don't really know that there are many teams out there that are going to stop it all that effectively. And we came around. We gave up one junk touchdown, and other than that, we gave up 10 points. So,
hooray for us.
Yay. Yeah, and I mean, that's, you know, with the fans around us in the stands, we're getting pretty spoiled right now. And the people behind us were kind of, you know, complaining about the tackling, complaining about this. And there were some missed tackles. Colin Kaepernick, power to him for his pump fake or his play fake, because he, like, we in the stands bit on it a few times.
Plays at least.
And
we had the sound guy on the on the touchdown thought we'd gotten the stop. They send off the tiger growl as Colin Kaepernick is dancing into the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, so power to him for that. A lot of that was Nevada making plays. Yes, we missed some tackles. It wasn't necessarily the same guy every time, so that, you know, I was trying to zoom in on who exactly might have been doing wrong. Everybody missed a tackle here and there. We hit really hard.
Have we talked about Van Alexander?
No.
We have not. Go for it.
Really nice just to see, you know, nice to see the coaches utilize him in that fashion. God knows his motor had to be running that whole game just wanting to get out there, but I think that's a nice confidence builder for him to get out there. And I mean, gosh, you want to talk about effective playmaking. I don't know how he's going to rate out with the boys' stats here, but he seemed to be in on every tackle on every play it looked like he was in there. So that's nice to get him integrated back in. Obviously, I figure the Buffalo probably runs a little bit more of a traditional offense. We may see a bit of a return to a 4-3 to see what we really can do there. And I'll really be curious. I was talking about this with someone as I was headed over here, where William Moore ends up being positioned as the season goes on. And his thought was, and I have to agree, that he's just a little too far towards the line right now. And I think that when and if we do drop him back, we'll see a little bit more of a consistent defensive effort and just better angles on the ball and better positioning to make those tackles that we were missing here.
We really does seem when William Moore is out there, it's kind of like the box in one defense in basketball. It's pretty much we have a 10-man defense, and Moore can just really do whatever he wants to do. He hasn't made a lot of plays yet this season. You know that's going to come probably more when he's actually back there defending the pass, because he is a safety and not a defensive end. But and a word, not only Alexander, but once again, Will Ebner, looking fantastic in the fourth quarter. And
Missile-like.
Yeah, and granted, he also got the charity tackle on the punter on that botched punt.
Was it Gatchkar and Christopher? Because I know Gatchkar lit up. Whoever it was on the punt return, and it was Gatchkar and Lambert.
Gatchkar
hit him, and Lambert just kind of fell into him.
Gave Lambert credit in the stadium, but everybody knew who dropped the boom on that one.
Yeah, it is really nice having a reliable. Yeah, Simo had a couple decent kick returns last week, but we do have
Kick coverage was great.
Yeah, kick coverage was great today, and just really, special teams in general. Having lived through seasons like '98, where the special teams possibly cost us 3 wins that year. Yeah, it's really easy to get spoiled with the offense, special teams, et cetera. Just trying to step back and actually soak it in a little bit because everything changes next year. Boom. Got anything? Anything?
Let's talk about defense for a second. The tackling was kind of sloppy. It was kind of like what I saw last night with South Florida against Kansas when South Florida just liked to put a hit on someone without even wrapping up.
Number 3 for them. He was a great hitter, but I think he only completed 1 tackle.
There were plenty of times where he would just lower his shoulder into someone. Like, I saw him do it on Reesing, and Reesing just took a couple steps back and was like, really? Really? You're not going to, use your arms? But I saw a couple instances of that happen during the game. Overall, I was pleased with the defense, though, because, that offense throwing the pistol at you, a little bit of curveball. And those fakes by Kaepernick were just terrific. Like,
nasty.
Yeah, I didn't even know where the ball was half the game when he kept doing that. But I was pleased with the defensive output.
Yeah, power to Kaepernick. Next week, I believe, as far as I know, Buffalo, it's kind of like the run first spread is what I'm pretty sure Turnagill runs. Kind of like what we saw a little bit from Ohio a couple years ago when they were here. As far as I know, anyway, I could be totally wrong about that, but as we start to get hit in the face with sprinkles, we can wrap this up here. We're not quite at 15 minutes yet, but it's better than ruining the iPod.
One quick thing. How about the tribute to America? That was pretty cool. Seeing
nice
Zach Milligan lead off with U.S. flag.
Yeah.
Not only that, the stands were dead until the B2 made its way over.
Yeah, the B2 is always a good crowd pleaser.
Yeah, the big flying triangle of death.
And with that, I don't do them, everybody.
All right, let's go to Brass Bonanza because we're about to get poured on. See you guys next week.